First thing I'd like to say is how much I like your station. You guys are a nice change of pace for me.
There's no comparison.
You've got a new listener, that's for sure.
I don't listen to anybody else except you guys. You guys, like, rock out.
DJs are cooler.
I'm pretty happy with all the DJs now, you know.
I dig it.
I don't think you guys sound great.
You guys are the best.
So keep it going, eh?
This is AM 1230 WJOB.
Let's face it, you're a region rat. And when you're looking to hire someone, you prefer to deal with a region rat just like you. So if you're in the market for a plumber, doctor, roofer, dentist, home remodeler, lawyer, cabinet maker, an engineer, or tree doctor even, first check the list of sponsors at WJOB1230.com. Addresses, phone numbers, website links, a summary of what these local people do, it's all laid out cleanly. You can even listen up on demand to their radio spots. These are local region people who support your favorite radio station, WJOB. So before you hire, first inquire at WJOB1230.com.
We've got just the cure for those winter blues right in your own backyard. Give Kenwood Lanes a try. Located at 6311 Kennedy Avenue in Hammond, we have open bowling Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. Adults just $2.50 per game. Kids 12 and under bowl for just a buck. Want to host a party? We can do that too. Give us a call at 219-844-1112. Tell them Misho sent you.
I want to be like the pretty people on my TV.
Now you can.
All I need are gleaming white teeth.
We can help you.
Can you find the right dentist for me?
Dr. Andy Coulteritis, he does cosmetic dental.
Will he hurt me?
No, he's gentle.
I'm terrified of pain.
He's the kindest in the land.
He sounds great, could you repeat his name?
Dr. Andy Coulteritis, 219-836-1111.
Thanks.
Wednesday afternoon. That's right, the 16th day of the year. Or 16th day of the second month of the year, 2011. And how the heck are you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages? This is Michael D. Stewart, so they call me Stu, and you can call me at 219-845-1100 if you have some traffic. You want to get on board with anything I'm saying or argue against it, you're more than welcome to do so. It is Stu on a Wednesday. Well, it's my Wednesday time, as I'm obviously going through some issues, battling the big C. Well, not the big C, but a C. Obviously, there's other people with a little bit more dangerous, but anytime you deal with cancer, you got to fight it with some chemo, and that's what I'm doing. And the station's been awesome with my time, and we've got some afternoon drive time programming on WJOB, so we'll get right into that. So everything is going well with that, feeling good, and today's a great day. So we're rocking and rolling for this Wednesday, February 16th, 2011. Also going to be doing some trivia tonight at Flat Rock Tap about 7:30. We'll get the music going and start playing about 7:45-ish right there at Flat Rock Tap, 6732. And I got a gift for you coming up at 4:30. I will give you the bonus point opportunity with the question coming up at 4:30 today. What's on schedule after 5? We've got a couple of different stories. I believe the cat with an arrow, I think that's in the log somewhere, I think. Yeah, it looks like that's, well, it should be in the log somewhere. I don't see it in the log, but it's supposed to be in here. Yeah, so I'll see if that's supposed to be in there. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Let's see. I think that might be it. I'm guessing that's it, so there's no plus marks, so I think we'll have to hit those. But then at 5:30, we have Purdue Boilermakers taking on the Wisconsin Badgers down at Lafayette. And I believe later tonight, Purdue Calumet at the tail end of the Purdue game, at the conclusion of Purdue Wisconsin. So you got that on board tonight. Harlow's going to take care of you with that basketball. So there's your schedule for tonight. Your current temperature right now, we're looking at 52 degrees in Northwest Indiana, and everything else is fun and all that stuff. So we got that happening, and we've got your traffic so far on 8094, right near, where we got, right by Burr Street. All lanes of the eastbound I-8094 are moving very slowly. Like I said, currently 51 degrees here in northwest Indiana in the town of Munster, my hometown. Couple degrees different here and there, so in Whiting, Crown Point, all that. So Whiting, maybe you'll be a little cooler. We'll just say you're like 48. I mean, that's not an official weather, but we'll just say that. And you got your wind. No wind. Well, how about that? That's crazy. And we'll later on get you your weather forecast and the like. What's on tap for today? Well, I don't know. There's a lot of stories coming along. Obviously, this is the first time I'm on the air since the long time ago WJOB reporter. I wasn't here, so I only know her as a phone caller to WJOB. Studios, Marsha Hani. So I definitely want to pass my condolences to her family. She called several stations, several shows, and although she didn't agree with my former co-host, Vera, so she chose not to participate in our program, but she did win, you know, listened when we gave away some prizes and stuff like that. So on a personal note, she was always said kind things about me, especially when I got diagnosed with cancer. So I appreciate that. But then on the aspect of just, you know, phone call, thoughts, process, disagreements. But that's what's so great about WJOB. You can have different opinions. And we definitely had different thought process on that. So that's all I want to say about that, because I really didn't have that much contact with her since she didn't call my show, quote unquote, happy hour of hearing. So apparently some people didn't like to be happy. So they didn't want to participate in our program, so we just move on from there. But we definitely it's a sad story. We'll definitely be keeping up to date on that. I know I have some people telling me, some of my sources, that you know, the state, the ATF, and the state marshals and everything's over there getting that information, and should have some information. With the newspapers coming out with that stuff, let the experts, quote-unquote experts, take care of that information. For me, I want to get some fun stories going on. I want to hear some different things. I wrote down early, because I read this story about this Indiana State House passing the gay marriage ban. Obviously, it's already against the, quote-unquote, against the law. For some reason, I'm saying quote-unquote today. That might be my catchphrase. But the Indiana House passed a resolution, now moves on to the state, in essence putting a constitutional ban on gay marriage. And I'm not talking about the aspect that whether it's right or wrong for gay marriage. I'm talking about the aspect government telling us how to live one's life. And it just opens the door for a lot more government control of our individual lives. You've seen it with the teachers. I believe Kuziak and Reardon were talking about a story with the councilmen where they're saying that in cities and like in county government that you can't have double jobs. You can't be a policeman and work on the council, but nothing to do with state. So basically we're saying let's take away the power from local rule and put it downstate. Well, you know what? Why not just get rid of all the states? Why don't we just become one country and let Washington run it? Wouldn't you like the people in the state of Washington voting for us? Or how about the school board of Gary when they went to Hawaii all those times? Maybe Hawaii should have this decide what we should do with our snow plows and stuff like that. Right? I mean, Hawaii is great. I mean, there was snow on the wall. They had snow this year. Remember, Florida was the only one that didn't have snow that one day. All 49 states had snow. I mean, that's just unbelievable. So I don't know if I want to go into that too much, but if you want to have a comment on that, 845-1100. Also, IBM, Watson, I don't know if you saw it or not, maybe you TiVo'd it, but the last 2 days they've been showing Jeopardy with man versus Watson. He just whooped them up pretty good. We'll talk about that as well. Plus, I want to talk toys as well, and I need to borrow some money so I can go to Sotheby's. 845-1100, we got some people on hold. Thanks for holding. You're on JOB. Hey, buddy, what's going on, man?
How much money do you need? I'll just write you a check right now. I don't know if the check is good or not, but I'll write you a check.
Well, that's, I don't know. There's 35,000 vintage toys and trains from the 1850 to 1940.
Oh, boy. Maybe I should go my savings.
And yeah. Stuff. I think the Pawn Stars don't think, I don't think they could get that on. Their money on that.
So what's the wind chill today? Isn't it good enough to talk about wind chill?
It's out. I think the wind chill's 51.
There you go.
Or actually, no, it is 48. So I was right.
Well,
I did say 48.
If it's 51 degrees and no wind, then it's got to be 51.
Well, this one says the Gary Regional. I got two computers up with different weather things. So the Gary thermometer is different than the Lansing.
Okay.
Can you believe that Gary Airport and Lansing Airport don't agree on things?
Maybe they left for Hawaii.
Well, you know what? Well, Gary Airport doesn't have to worry about it because there's no planes landing other than, like, corporate jets, right? Like, is Boeing still over there? Don't they use that?
Yeah, Boeing's still over there, right.
And then
the terminals are ready to go, though. Remember that. And they got a commissioner, and they pay him $120,000 a year.
Oh, and the one guy's gone, right? Christopher or whatever, the guy who was in charge of the advertising, who refused to do advertising at JOB?
Yeah. Why would you not do advertising on a local station?
That's a crazy, you know.
A simple commercial would have been, hey, drive only 15 minutes instead of 3 hours.
Well, be
at your destination early.
Well, the best was what the White Sox had the how far did it fly type of thing. It was something with the Gary Regional or Gary Chicago Airport were a sponsor of that thing. And then like 2 weeks into the season, that airport left and they were like, great, now we don't have a pregame sponsor or whatnot, but I don't know. So everything else good, Dave?
Good to hear you, buddy. Keep it up.
Thanks, man.
We'll check in with you later.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one, Dave. 845-1100. Thanks so much for holding on. You're next on WJOB.
Stu, Dave from Highland.
Hey, Dave from Highland. It's a double
Dave.
Fest. Hey, there's nothing better than I like to have my afternoon start off with a double D.
So good to hear your voice, my friend.
Well, thanks a lot. And I'm talking about my coffee, of course.
Absolutely, of course. Hey, the comment you made in regards to Marsha just proves the class act that you are. All I got to say.
Oh, I appreciate that. I got text message and stuff, people saying about what's going on, and I don't know. I'm, you know, torn because it's one of those things. Yeah, I wanted to be there for conversations, but the fact is, I didn't have that much contact with her, and I'm not going to sit there and say. I don't know her. So,
right.
I mean, other than phone calls in and from the time she said that she don't want to call our show anymore, and therefore I didn't really have contact with her. So that's all I had to say. But she was only, 58 years old?
57 or 58, yeah. She was young.
It's absolutely crazy.
It's just a shame. So,
absolutely.
You know, I admire her spunk, and I know you and Preacher and Ron and Marsha, you all had one common thread, and that was that you have a passion for music, and that's the one thing Marsha did have a passion for music.
Yeah, and I think like I said, like I've heard comments of hers where she, I think where she wanted me to go back to more just the fun loving stuff. And which I took as a thing, but as a person that has opinions on other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to grow outside of that, and it's just a weird thing to think about, and to have that kind of connection, and you hear other people or you see things on Facebook where people are talking, and it's very hard not to just dive into it and say, look, stop doing this. I know a little bit, but I don't want to even get involved in those kind. I had to stop myself from typing earlier today because I saw some people. That it had nothing to do with the radio station either. Never call in or anything. That I don't even know if they listen or not. But it was just like where they saw the newspaper and making statements. And I was like, you know what? Best bet is to not get involved in that. So
yeah, you mentioned the airport. You know, if they don't lengthen that runway by the end of 2012, 2013, they'll have to shorten them, and then that airport will be worthless.
Unbelievable. Well,
yeah.
What about hovercrafts? Can we use it to house hovercrafts for the...
You can use hovercrafts anywhere. Could you imagine doing like a pub crawl down Calumet or down Kennedy Avenue in a hovercraft? That would be awesome.
And then you go to Chicago on a hovercraft.
You could do that too. That's right. Go in the Hammond Marina and just take off from there.
Absolutely.
See, you're always thinking.
The Stu Whale Craft.
That's right.
We'll go from Preacher Lake... to the Stu Hovercraft.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Thanks, Dave.
Take care, Stu.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick time out. We come back, more phone calls about a variety of topics. I want to get into more. I'll read that story about the toys on 1230 JOB.
The finest ingredients are right in the mix.
Can you be any more specific?
First thing I'd like to say is how much I like your station. You guys are a nice change of pace for me.
There's no comparison.
You've had a new listener, that's for sure.
I don't listen to anybody else except you guys. You guys, like, rock out.
DJs are cooler.
I'm pretty happy with all the DJs now, you know.
I dig it.
Well, I think you guys sound great.
You guys are the best.
So keep it going, eh?
This is AM 1230 WJOB.
When you see your roofing contractor's employees walking up to your front door, do you want to open your door or lock your door? You will know you have made the right choice with Corellis Roofing, whose highly trained craftsmen are background checked, randomly drug tested, and have the OSHA 10-hour safety certification at a minimum. Corellis Roofing employees have a combined roofing experience of over 1,200 years. That is 1,200 years. Corellis Roofing is celebrating 50 years in business by continually striving to be the roofer of choice for Northwest Indiana and the employer of choice for the area's top roofing tradesmen. Find us at CorellisRoofing.com. That's K-O-R-E-L-L-I-S, roofing.com. We at Corellis Roofing thank you for 50 years.
Windsor Laundry, located at 8233 Kennedy Avenue in Highland, can meet all your laundry care needs. Windsor Laundry has large capacity washers, dry cleaning, alterations, and also a big screen TV and free wireless internet. Fill a regular 13-gallon non-flex kitchen garbage bag with clothes. Stuff it with as much as you can. We will pick it up, wash, dry, and fold the clothes and return it back to you in a new nylon Windsor Laundry bag for just $15. Any size comforter is just $10. Call Windsor Laundry at 838-1149 or log on to windsorlaundry.com.
Are you looking to sell your home or used auto? In the market to buy? Check out the all-new GroovyGopher.com, powered by Regional Federal Credit Union, your hometown credit union since 1961. Groovy Gopher is your free community classified page with listings for autos and real estate. It's easy to register and post your ads and photos, and it's easy to get in touch with buyers and sellers alike. Visit Groovy Gopher, that's Groovy with a Y, GroovyGopher.com today. Groovy Gopher is powered by Regional Federal Credit Union.
Cold enough for you?
All winter long.
It's freezing.
We're the hot spot on your radio.
It's hot.
AM 1230, WJOB.
AM 1230, WJOB. It is Stu in the WJOB studios, broadcasting live online. You can jump on board and take a look on the website, WJOB1230.com. Got a couple watchers on there and chatting aboard. Yeah, I posted a story on Facebook about the house getting rid of or trying to put a constitution law in effect, actually passing that. And you know how you can do, like, share stories, and a picture comes up, and you can share, like, thumbnails? Well, the first thumbnail had, like, a giant, like, banner of, like, marriage for everyone, freedom to marry whoever, yada, yada, yada. I didn't like that picture, so I clicked, like, the next picture to see what else was popping up. And apparently there was one with George Bush and President Obama, where Obama's sort of behind him, and I thought I clicked no thumbnail, but apparently I must have re-hit thumbnail. So the story about homosexuals comes up, and it sort of looks like Obama and Bush 41 are hanging out. Maybe they're upset. Greg Zeller should know about that, Fuzzy Zeller. You know, I used to like Greg Zeller, and I still don't mind him, but I just disagree with his. I think he's got other things to worry about, more corruption and stuff to worry about than whether people who love each other have a right to get married. I don't know. There just seems to be better things going on. I don't know. The beer laws that need to change, that's important. You got a Super Bowl going to happen next year in Indianapolis, and guess what? People can't buy liquor on Super Bowl Sunday for the Super Bowl, right? You're in Indianapolis, right? I mean, it's good news for the bars, but, you know, what about the liquor stores? You're going to have a lot of visitors from out of town. You're not going to be able to sell beer. That's an important thing. How about forcing the tax issues? People want tax. I'm sorry. We got to have some taxes. I don't know. We got to have fire protection, all that jazz, but, I mean, come on. Look. Here's a story. This is why we need to have firefighters. Firefighters staged a dangerous nighttime rescue to save a swan stuck in a frozen pond. Passersby had called. This is out of Germany, though. So they'd called 999 when they saw the swan left there by fishermen. And apparently it was stuck fast in the ice in Strasbourg, Germany. A total of 25 firefighters were scrambled to save the bird in an operation which put them literally on thin ice. The information was very sketchy. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to do this in a German voice, right? Ja, das ist gut. Ja, war der Stundenhaven. The information was very sketchy. That doesn't really sound German, does it? I'll just try it. Pretend I'm in a German voice, all right? Set your radio dials to, like, English, Chicago, Northwest Indiana voice guy to German. So hopefully you have that dial on your radio. Not a lot of people don't know. It's on the backside of your radio where you can actually tune the radio broadcaster to actually sound like your ethnicity of choice. I mean, so if you like to hear German guys talk, you just flip it over to German. My favorite one is so everyone sounds like little Asian girls. Like, you know, not little girls, but like, you know, 21-year-old Asian women. But like tiny, like short, not little like age. Anyway, wow, that went off the hook real quick. All right, so the information was very sketchy. We had to search for ages until we found the location. Eventually, we saw the swan in the middle of the pond, said one firefighter. The ice was not very thick, so it was quite a dangerous rescue. But when we got there, we found a plastic swan, not a real swan, which had been put on the lake to scare birds from coming to try and eat the fish. Thankfully, no one was injured, and at least we got a bit of training in, he added. So, 25 firemen to save a plastic swan. That's a pretty good service. For now, hopefully that next time they have a real fire or a real emergency, that many people attack. Even if it wasn't a real swan, is that overkill? 845-1100. Hello, caller.
Well, you started out sounding somewhat German, with a German accent, but you ended up slightly Scandinavian.
It did, and a tinge of, like, I thought it was going into a little bit of, like, maybe like a Middle Eastern as well. Maybe a German guy that went to Scandinavia for a few years, then started working at the oil wells.
Well,
either way, I'm back to my normal Northwest Indiana this and that guy.
In Europe, some parts of Europe, they're just nutty about animals. And, of course, if you want to talk about taxes, they got taxes up the yin-yang. And 25 firemen.
Isn't that a 20? I guess... If it's that thin ice, you got like the trucks maybe to watch out, but it just seems that, you know, four or five guys could probably do it. I mean, heck.
Last fall, I did a tour of Scandinavia, and I was sitting in the hotel in Oslo waiting for family to come pick me up at the hotel, and I was watching. It was a main drag, and I saw four buses and or streetcars. Every one of them was empty. Every one had not one rider on it.
Huh.
And that's what you get when you have such heavy taxes.
Well, you know, that's the thing with the RBA around here. We really don't ever have to worry about, like, in the city of Chicago. I saw there was that fight on the bus. Because, really, the only time anyone's going to shoot themselves on a bus in Hammond area, it's going to be a suicide because there's no one else on the bus.
Right.
So, I mean, you never have to really worry about too much violence. It's only going to be self-violence.
If you see 20 buses coming out of Hammond into Munster, or Gary buses coming into Hammond, you see 20 buses, one will have somebody aboard. The rest are empty.
Well, you know, I wish we would just take that money and really look into a rail system that would go to India, to really pull that money to go to places that are go beyond just the local place, that actually can get some people to a destination and that can open up things, and actually wish states would work together a little bit better. Instead of just these local little fiefdom things, and, you know, I don't know. There's other people that are supposed to get paid for that to figure that out.
Well, in one time, East Chicago, for example, had a streetcar system. But the simple truth is that Americans have chosen cars. We love our cars, and especially in areas like this that are relatively flat, you can have an old junker and get by with it. And so when given a choice, Americans will choose a car. This is a car country. And that's just the way it is. You can make these buses that they're running easy go from Dyer into Chicago or the Valparaiso Dash from Valparaiso into Chicago, and I see them when I'm in Chicago, and hardly anybody rides them. They're beautiful buses, nothing wrong with the bus. They're beautiful European-style buses with TV screens and all the rest of it. But people would prefer to drive.
It's true. I mean, I saw when we had a photo from the back in the days. I'm guessing it was the 40s or 50s of a bus that had a nice old big J-O-B logo on the side of the bus. And, you know, back then it was what you took. I mean, there's just the simple thing of not that many vehicles on the road, or the vehicles that were, you know, pretty expensive. Plus coming from right around the wartime, you know, you're not going to have too many traffic. But nowadays it's a rite of passage. When you turn 16, you got to get your kid a car.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost like a law. I mean,
well,
although it's not.
They keep running. They equate motion with action, and you know, they keep running these buses all over the place, and they still are empty. And the thing is, once you incomes get to a certain level, not just here but other places. For example, Luxembourg. I was in Luxembourg about 3 years ago. Luxembourg is where our steel mills are headquartered. And in Luxembourg City, there's only one public transportation system, and that's buses. And they basically mostly run empty. And I remember asking the Luxembourg guide, is this the way it normally is? And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and smiled and said, well, I think they just run these buses to provide employment for people. They try to get people to not bring their car into Luxembourg City. And so they built these big parking lots away from the city center, and they offered free bus rides from those parking lots into the city center. Did it work? No.
Nine.
Hey,
Walt, thanks for your call, man. I'll talk to you maybe next week, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. 845-1100. Let's grab a quick call. Hello, friend.
Dobrze,
Cisco Natoanko.
Cisco Napadonko. Good to hear from you.
It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Yes. Mayor of Independence Park, you got to stay on the ball.
I am staying on the ball.
Good man.
I got one of those big balls with a seahorse head, a bouncy ball.
I give you a couple of tips.
Tips.
Going southbound on Indianapolis Boulevard, on that bridge over there by Wicker Park.
Pothole City.
They'll knock your false teeth out.
And even if you don't have false teeth, they'll knock them out. Right out of your pocket. Right out of your pocket. I had a bunch of, for some reason, I started collecting false teeth. And they just keep flying all over.
A lot of them.
Yeah, they keep flying over. I had to get my sister to my car to start vacuuming out my car.
Yeah, and if you want to get your car washed, go by that car wash over there across the street from the Tire Barn on Indianapolis Boulevard. It's free vacuum and $3 for a wash. You can't beat that.
Look at that. You invested in that?
I did.
Did you invest in that? There we go.
I invested in my car and the salt in it.
All right. Well, that's a good thing, man. Hey, Tony, thanks for giving me a call. Glad to hear from me, my friend.
Yeah, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate it. Throw my dad in there, too.
Hey, your dad, too.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, 845-1100. Hold off. All right, folks, here we go. I promise it at 4:30. It's 4:31, close enough. Here on 1230 WJOB, I am going to give you a chance to get some bonus points. In fact, I already talk about it in the commercial, so why don't we hear that right now on 1230 WJOB. Stu, broadcasting live online, WJOB1230.com, and on AM 1230 WJOB, your AM dial.
One shall stand, one shall fall.
Greetings and salutations. It's time for the Flat Rock Tap WJOB Gift of Points with a trivia question and answer. Bring your answer to Flat Rock Tap tonight and you'll get 10 bonus points for listening to WJOB. It's that simple. Listen and receive, because I'm a giver. Let's get things going right now with our question. It is the world of music, and we are asking, which Beatle and which Rolling Stone joined the band for the jam session at the end of The Last Waltz? Once again, which Beatle and which Rolling Stone joined the band for the jam session at the end of The Last Waltz? Give you a moment to think about the answer before I give it to you right here on 1230 WJOB. Don't just drink,
think and drink at Flat Rock Tap. This is Stu from WJOB inviting you out Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. for live trivia at Flat Rock Tap. Prizes for first and second teams, and hey, you get half-price appetizers if you're playing the trivia. It's fun, it's free, and it's fantastic at Flat Rock Tap, the home of the one-pound BLT. Flat Rock Tap is located at 6732 Calumet Avenue in Hammond, Indiana. See you Wednesday nights at Flat Rock Tap. Your answer for the question, which Beatle and which Rolling Stone joined the band for the final jam session in the Last Waltz? And your answer is Ron Wood and Ringo Starr. So bring those answers down to Flat Rock Tap tonight, and you'll get 10 bonus points just for listening here to 1230 WJOB. And don't forget to catch me Wednesdays at 4 o'clock right here on this radio station and broadcasting live online, WJOB1230.com.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I would like to welcome you to the wonderful, colorful world of digital photography. Specializing in weddings and high school seniors, Timeless Images Photography, located in Highland, can add something special to your extraordinary day and which you will always remember. Feel free to check out our beautiful website at tiphotos.com to view our photos and albums. That is T-I-P-H-O-T-O-S.com, or give us a call at 219-934-9028. That's Timeless Images Photography, where we make memories last a lifetime.
I'm Taylor Micka. Are you looking to update your kitchen or organize your garage? Well, why pay more at a big box store? Micka Cabinets can fulfill all your cabinet needs, from our all-wood in-stock cabinets to our semi-custom line. Visit our design showroom at 8328 Kennedy Avenue in Highland, or our new stocking showroom at 17851 Torrance Avenue in Lansing, formerly Camgall, complete with a bargain center with cabinets as low as $25. Visit us at Micka Cabinets for all your cabinet needs, or our website at MickaCabinets.com. That's M-I-C-K-A Cabinets.com.
Griggs Tree Service has professionally trimmed or removed troublesome trees for 25 years. Is your tree disturbing your satellite television signal? Griggs will take care of it. Are the limbs a little too close to the house? Griggs will take care of that, too. They're licensed and bonded and will do the work right the first time. So call Griggs Tree Service today at area code 219-513-0872. Ask for Steve. He's a good guy and he'll take care of you.
Gora Plumbing is proud to serve all of Northwest Indiana. After 15 years in business, Gora Plumbing can handle all types of plumbing, from tankless water heaters, clogged drains, sump pumps, they do it all. Do you need your lawn irrigation valve certified? Gora Plumbing does that too. They are licensed by the Indiana Department of Public Health with certification by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management to ensure the safety of your drinking water. Gora Plumbing is insured and registered in your town and ready to help day and night. Visit goraplumbing.net or call Gora Plumbing 219-937-2878 for your free estimate today. That's Gora Plumbing 219-937-2878.
Spring's warmth is coming, but in the meantime,
stay in your home
and feel the heat from your radio. AM 1230 WJOB.
My name's Dorsey, and I love listening to Stu on AM 1230 WJOB in Hammond, Indiana. Go Stewie!
Wow, well, thank you very much, Dorothy. Appreciate your candor. I don't know if it's candor. No, I don't think that's the word. I want to say love. I guess that's some love right there from Dorothy. I think she's dating one of the Van Buren boys over there at Flat Rock Tap. You can meet the Van Buren boys at Flat Rock Tap tonight. They play the trivia. They've been playing, I think almost every week for the most part. They come out, one of the many teams that come out weekly and enjoy it. And they're actually one of the names up on the Cup of Stew trophy that is prominently displayed at Flat Rock Tap. And we have that opportunity to get some trivia answers tonight over there at Flat Rock Tap for some fun and all that good stuff. Whatever we do over there. Hey, I got a story about bureaucrats. And a lot of people think bureaucrats are rats, right? Well, here's a story with a rat and a bureaucrat. And it comes from Poland. So, Tony from Munster, I might need your help if I'm going to mess up this name, but we'll see what happens. Woman gets ratty with bureaucrat. An angry Polish housewife slapped a rat on the desk of a town hall official who refused to accept that she had a pest problem. Zdzisława Zizerbinski, that's close enough. How about we just call her Sława Sarbinski, 50 got fed up with being told by council staff that she was imagining the problem at her home in Lodz, Poland. "I was cross. I caught one myself in a trap and slammed it right down on the desk," she told local media. But even then, the official didn't believe her, asking coolly, "Why is it dead? How do you know you didn't find this in the street?" "How do I know you didn't find this in the street?" Now, Mrs. Sarzerbinski, whose rodent protest was filmed by a local TV station, says she plans to sue pest control officials. So apparently, they have pest control for the cities over there. Isn't that normally a private industry thing? Also, over like Walt said, some of the tax type of things, they can afford that. Could you imagine the headaches a city here in Northwest Indiana would have? I mean, there would be some crazy complaints. People going nuts about snow in Hammond. I couldn't even imagine what kind of things they would blame on Mayor McDermott for that. That's unbelievable. All right, moving on to some different stories around the world. This is a toy story. In New York, you wouldn't want to throw these toys in the playroom bin, even if you had one big enough. Sotheby's Action House, or Auction House. The Action House is way better, by the way. Sotheby's Auction House of New York is brokering the sale of American collector Jerry Green's 35,000 vintage toys and trains. He hopes that an institution or individual buy them and donate them to a museum. All right, Jerry, why don't you donate them to a museum? Anyway, Sotheby's is putting 5,000 pieces on display until the end of the month. The whole collection is valued in the tens of millions of dollars, but will not be auctioned. The toys date from 1850 to 1940 and include rare, handmade, and historically significant European pieces. There are replicas of actual train stations, bridges, and buildings that were destroyed during both world wars. There are also villages, carousels on a carousel, and Ferris wheels. So if you got some extra millions, why don't we buy some toys? Hello, wait a minute. Lake County, let's get our money together. The Stew Toy Tax. Every time you buy a toy, you have to pay an extra dollar for that, right? So everyone buying toys here in Northwest Indiana, then we save all our money up, and we buy that toy collection, and then we build a toy museum. And then we build up the convention, like a real convention center, like a really cool one. Then we can get the toy convention out of New York, because who wants to go to New York? You know what happens in New York? Stories like this. Were they going to let you know where condoms can be bought in New York? I mean, you're going to go see a toy convention. Do you really want to go on your app, your iPhone, and be able to find condoms that easy? No. And we'll put a constitution. We'll get Greg Zeller to say, "I'm against buying condoms. I'm totally against that. We're not going to allow citizens to get condoms." And that way we feel safe with all our young people. And toy collectors can come to the worldwide, will come to Northwest Indiana. The Gary Airport will be flooded with plane enthusiasts. And that's something we can do with the shortened tracks as well. We can have model airplane competitions or the Flug thing. What's the, good Lord. Come on, Chemo, get out of my brain for a second. The Red Bull gives you wings. They have that Flug. I think it's called the flu, where you come up with different airplane things. That's what we can do if Gary has to shorten their lot. See? Boom, boom, boom. Problem solved. Super easy. 845-1100. Hello, caller. Help me.
Hey, Stewie. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, Daniel.
Oh, man. I've been watching Discovery Channel. I kind of missed you there for a little bit.
Daniel, you are my brother. You're older than me, and you brought me Chinese food once, and I thought that was cool. What's happening, dude?
Oh, man, I was watching this film about oil. We're going to run out by 2040 or something, you know, and alternative energy and stuff like that.
You know what the problem is? Why we're running out of oil?
Too many people are using it.
No, it's this proactive out there. It's getting rid of all the oil. Because a lot of people think we get it from the earth. It's actually young teenagers with their zits. So Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, all these little celebrities, stop selling your...
I knew a guy in the 70s. Yeah, I grew up with him. And he used to invent all kind of different things. And he he used to be good at puzzles, different kinds of puzzles and all that, but he took his bicycle and he put a car battery on it, and he made it like a generator thing. He built this thing.
A little motorcycle.
No, and he'd pedal it, and the bed would charge up.
Ah.
And it would go for like maybe 10 miles an hour, 10, 12 miles an hour. But it'd have to pedal it for like an hour, his bike, and then it'd have a half hour on the battery.
What's this guy doing now?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a long time, but that was a long time ago. He could do, like, he'd take that Rubik's Cube thing that would first come out.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that done in 15 minutes.
That's see, we need people like that. We got to get him on the board here. You got to get him in touch with Preacher. Preacher handles all the different big projects here in Northwest Indiana.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We can get him on so he can sit there, and that's how he can generate our hovercrafts, the Stu Shark hovercrafts.
Yeah, we're trying to put our heads together, me and the Preacher. We're going to try to make a road. You build these roads where they have no potholes anymore.
Rubber roads, I think. Can't we just get rubber? Or because with the freezing, though, they would crack.
Right. You know, we're going to try to invent this new role for the whole country. We'll make millions and billions, me and the Preacher.
Well, you know what? Just throw me some Chinese food once in a while. I'll be happy, my friend.
Okay. I will get you some Chinese food.
Hey, I'll talk to you in about 15 minutes.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you, buddy. That is Dan from Hessville giving us a call on 1230 WJOB. Just looking at some different stories. Hey, if you're going to Colorado and you're on welfare, the Colorado lawmakers have something against you. Some of those Colorado lawmakers want to strip strip clubs of welfare cash machines. Why the hell are welfare cash machines in a strip club in the first place? You're on government assistance and you're giving your money away to strippers? Unbelievable. Hey, if you need a good furniture stripper, the Furniture Doctor is your man, speaking of strippers. Now, he's a good stripper. All right, let's finish this story. A bill being considered by the State House would ban the use of public assistance debit cards at ATMs located in strip joints. The cards are supposed to be used for things like food stamps, not exotic dancers. The measure faces another vote in the Colorado House before going to the state Senate. Sometimes there's just laws that you can't believe that they have to make a law. Unbelievable. Hey, we got one more segment left. We got some commercials. Here's some for Removers, Baxter Printing, Pangier, and Kenwin Lanes.
Removers Incorporated is proud to support high school and college basketball on WJOB. For Removers Incorporated has been moving families and businesses across the country since 1929. Some of the moving services they provide are residential, business, office, industrial, and international. Storage packing services, loading, and delivery are also available. At For Removers Incorporated, you have an entire team to support you throughout your move. Our training emphasizes a personalized approach, respect, care, and attention to detail. Every employee is committed to doing whatever it takes to make your move right. Contact us at 219-924-9600 or check us out on the web at ferremoving.com. That's F-E-R-R-E-E moving.com.
Holy cow, it's already 2011. That means Baxter Printing has been serving the region for 61 years. We are truly your very own local, family-owned and operated union print shop that cares about your business. Whether you're a politician in need of signs, mailers, or door hangers, an existing business, or a young entrepreneur just getting started, we can help make you look good and save you money. We're located at 3837 Ridge Road in Highland, or you can call us today at 923-1999 and hear me say, Baxter Printing.
The Law Offices of Pangier & Pangier is a general practice law firm representing clients in the areas of dissolution of marriage, guardianships, paternity, adoption, personal injury, corporate matter, DWI, and liquor license permits, renewals, and transfers. Our office is located at 9205 Broadway in Merrillville. For justice, honesty, and integrity, call John Pangier at 219-738-2800. Or log on to www.pangierlaw.com.
We've got just the cure for those winter blues right in your own backyard. Give Kenwood Lanes a try. Located at 6311 Kennedy Avenue in Hammond, we have open bowling Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. Adults just $2.50 per game. Kids 12 and under bowl for just a buck. Want to host a party? We can do that too. Give us a call at 219-844-1112. Tell them Misho sent you.
All right, let's begin.
Now, you each have the right to remain silent. And if you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law.
You know, we listen down here at work all day, and it just makes the day go by faster.
Hey, you guys are great. Glad you guys are doing what you're doing.
The variety is awesome. I just love it.
Thanks a lot for being there.
This is AM 1230 WJOB.
AM 1230 WJOB, the radio station that is your home in Northwest Indiana for folks like Jim D'Lo, the Jed, and DeRegion with Ryan Walsh hanging out in the morning. You got Hey Harlow, you got Gino, you got Tim T-Rex, and you got the preacher at noon, and of course me, Michael E. Stu Stewart, plus a host of other shows. Like tomorrow morning, you've got Food for Thought with Rich D'Ambala, and we'll find out what he's doing tomorrow. Always a good time here on WJOB, and look for some more fun happening in the coming weeks on WJOB, because we're going to start expanding our hours. And I'm not saying you're going to have a lot more local live shows, but we are going to expand with some music, but also some voices throughout the station as well. So on your Saturdays, we might want to have Scuba Radio. Hey, I'm down in Scuba Land. We're talking scuba. And a bunch of commercials from people we don't know. No. So we're going to step it up a notch, and I'm going to crack the whip and get Tim and Ryan and maybe Jordan start working harder on some of the stuff, since I've moved into a more administrative role currently. And we'll get things going here on WJOBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB And basically, it's a gardener being banned from village show. A gardener has been banned from his village vegetable show because he keeps winning. No, preacher, no, it's not. He just typed, no, it's not because he does the old, is that a carrot in your pants? Are you happy to see me, though? That's a good one. And I'll get to your Bolivia trivia question here in a second. David Sturzacker, 73, has won 12 cups in the past 4 years for his prize-winning carrots, parsnips, and tomatoes, but has now been asked not to exhibit North Cadbury and District Horticultural Society near Yeovil, Somerset, told him his success was putting other people off entering. Mr. Sturzacker said, "This is my hobby, and I've been supporting their show for 4 years. I find the request very insulting. It is a competition, so I'd have thought it is down to other growers to try harder if they want to beat me. I want nothing more to do with the society. I want to be showing there. I won't be showing there again. And I have told them they can come and collect their trophies." Yeah, you tell them, Dave. Get going with that. Gardeners, come on, man. Unbelievable. Let the guy, if he's the best, beat him. Simple as that. All right, on the message board, I asked a question. Bolivia is mainly a mountainous country. What is the name of these mountains? And that answer is, let's see if anyone on the board got it. And, well, sort of. Basically, he got it in the sense that it's preacher talk, so yes, he did. It is the Andes, A-N-D-E-S, so congratulations on that. What is the administrative capital of Bolivia? 845-1100. Looking for the capital of Bolivia. What else could we have? Actually, you just type these on HeyRegion or WJOB1230.com. And let's see, anything else that of note? No, that's good enough. That's enough Bolivia talk. I mean, could you believe I talked about Bolivia that long? Unbelievable. Hey, the Hawks play tonight. Big game against Minnesota at home. Hey, our best wishes to Coach Q, as he has an undisclosed illness. It's keeping him out of tonight's action. And then Debbie Wardo got to meet the giant man, La Paz. Way to go, Big George. He got that correct. The basically, Jake Scott, some other dude, I don't know, Skullberg, I think, is the guy that she met over there at Charlie's Ale House. So hopefully she had a fun time with those people. And you got the Hawks tonight as well. So we'll have that game on at Flat Rock as we do trivia in the background as well. A lot of good topics, I think, for this week. We've got a lot of themed topics as well. What is, let's see. Who's taller at WJOB? How about that for a trivia question? Who is the tallest member of WJOB? 845-1100. You got a couple more minutes left, and he'll get there as well. You know, Harlow's going to be coming up here in a second, and he's just going to run some of these old files, and then I believe we're going to pick up Purdue at 5:30. I believe that's about it. We got some music a little bit beforehand. He might have a little couple. He might have a couple minutes to talk in between, so we won't jump to the pregame too soon. I don't know what his plan is, but you got that to look forward to here on WJOB in a couple minutes as well. 845-1100. You're on JOB.
I go with Stu.
You are wrong. I am not the tallest, but I appreciate you calling in, man, friend. You want to take another guess?
It's that sports director.
No, that's it. Stu's your limit. Thanks, buddy. 845-1100. Hey, buddy, what's happening?
Hi, this is Lucy. How about Preacher?
No, Preacher's no. He's got the biggest head. But,
okay.
And I mean that with full disrespect. I'm just kidding, Preach. I love you. I know he's listening, so that's
okay.
Why I'm teasing him. But you get a second guess.
I have no idea.
All right, it's no night. We don't have no idea here.
Yeah, okay.
But thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Now, like, what's that family circus, the I don't know, the invisible person? 845-1100. What's up, Jeffrey?
The tallest person is Harlow.
You are correct. You win a you actually win a Lego figure in the shape of Harlow.
How many blocks does it take to make a Harlow?
I don't know. And that's, of course, 100% a false statement by me. But how cool would that? Would you buy a WJOB Lego set with all the characters at WJOB?
If it's JOB, I'm buying.
I actually think that would be cool. We get a replica of our building, get to build our building, you get to build the tower, plus you got to have the little minifigures.
I want a life-size tower.
Oh, a life-size one. That's a lot of. That's more than the Millennium Falcon. That's way more bricks. So there you go. Well, you win my praise for the day. So congratulations. What's your name?
Jim from EC.
Jim from EC. You have Michael D. Stewart's praise of the day. Day. Way to go, Jim.
That's the high point of my day, Stu.
You know what? Now just go watch some TV and relax. 845-1100. Hello, caller.
Isn't Gino taller than Harlow?
Is Gino taller than Harlow? You know what? We'll find out here in a second when Harlow comes. I'm looking at Harlow right now. I'm going to ask Harlow to come in the studio and see if he's out there coming in.
Okay.
Because he'll know. But if he is, you get my praise instead of Jim, okay? What's your first name?
Okay. Jan.
Jam?
Uh-huh.
All right, Jan. So at least it's a J. So either JM or JF will get my praise of the day. How about this? Regardless, you're going to get my female praise of the day.
Thank you.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
All right, WJOB 1230. Hello, caller.
Yeah, Gino's 2 inches taller than Harlow.
He's 2 inches taller?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, Harlow.
Wow, so I'm the third tallest?
You could be.
Unbelievable. I might have to get my saw out.
But you could check with the Harlow. He's coming in. Who's on the air now?
This is Stu.
Stu, buddy, how you doing? It's Earl.
Hey, Earl. How's it going? You don't recognize my voice anymore? I'm on only once a week, so you forget my voice.
Hey, buddy, I miss you so much that I quit listening.
Oh.
I just have to flip it on, because when you're not on the afternoon show, there's nobody else on.
I'll tell you this. We're doing a new thing where it's called the Drive Time 5, the Driver. I don't know. We have no real name for it. But basically, I'm here every Wednesday, and I'm going to be doing 4 to 5, and if I ever feel up to it, I might do 5 to 6 or, you know, the double. But we got a lot of basketball coming up.
Do me a big favor?
What's that, Chief?
I hate to ask you this. Could you go back to doing the show in a couple months? 5 days a week, please.
I will do that in a few months when I am fully recovered. I will absolutely do that.
I want you to know, buddy, you're in my prayers.
All right, throw my dad in there too, my friend.
I sure will. You take care of yourself.
Thanks,
partner.
Buddy. 845-1100. What's up, ma'am?
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
Is it just covering the paid programmers or also the ones that are doing the other shows?
You know what? I was thinking about the 5 days or four plus, but let's add those other ones. Are you saying one of the Veteran Views guys are taller, huh?
Well, I'm 6'3", but Daverton does me by a few inches.
Oh, that's right. See, that's right. Tom Daverton would be the. All right, so. So to qualify, we'll put an asterisk in there since we're talking government stuff anyway, and since we're the Department of Statistics, the non-commissioned officers of JOB would be Tom Dabberton is the tallest.
So it'd be the non-resident.
Non-resident. There it is. Not NCO. I was trying to think military speak, but it's been a while since I got to play with my G.I. Joe and memorize the cards. But you guys, I'm going to be listening this Friday at 9 a.m. for you guys, all right?
All right, take care.
Thanks a lot. Right there is Veterans View. The music in the background means I'm out of time. So stick around. We got some IRN news and the like on 1230 WJOB. See you again next Wednesday or tonight at Flat Rock Tap starting at 7:30. Say hi to me and Tony and Tom or Sam.
So you got a business.